It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Hey, sports fans, GoPSURV.com loves Keystone Sports Network listeners and would like to extend a very special offer for the upcoming blue-white game. GoPSU has lowered their rates to the ridiculously low price of $350 for a group of four arriving anytime Friday and staying through Sunday morning, including free parking, free shuttle.
Nice.
Yeah. To and from the blue-white game where the admission is free. That's right, $350 for a group of four. Never has the pricing been so low. Call 1-800-519-8467 to reserve your RV now. For the best single game RV experience in Happy Valley, GoPSURV.com.
And that's especially a good weekend to go because the weather's usually good.
Decent.
You know what I mean? Like, you can tailgate at GoPSURV before the game and be outside. When I went to the Wisconsin game, it was cold, bro. I mean, it was cold. So,
well,
that's good.
And he's firing up all of his regular, you know, like the regular tailgate stuff. He's got the barbecue, he's gonna have the TVs, everything. It's like a game weekend for $350 in two nights plus transportation, and the game is free. Money well spent if you want to go see the blue-white game. I think you might want to this year. The quarterbacks might be worth watching in the game this year, don't you think?
Just the fact that they have like 11 really good freshmen that are probably going to play if they're healthy. I mean, why?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I just think it's you're getting a look at the future. I mean, the rules are a little weird. It's not going to be a competitive game, but you get to see those guys run around, and I think it's worth it.
And the beer flows like the wine, the salmon of Capistrano, or something like that.
All right, Ross, this is Tucker's Tape. Let's talk about 2020 recruits. Yes, the 2020 recruiting class is off and running. Penn State already has four commitments in this class. We're going to talk about two of them. The timing of everything recruiting-wise is changing. It's mid-February, and the clock's already ticking on the 2020 class. Listen to this, Ross. So Penn State has four. You're like, hey, Penn State's doing pretty good. Alabama already has 10. LSU and Miami both have 9. Clemson, Ohio State, Florida, and Texas A&M already each have 7 in the 2020 class. I mean, that's what I did. I was like, oh my gosh.
It's everything's getting expedited with every year. I mean, Penn State already has a 2021.
They do?
Yeah. They already have a 2021.
He played freshman football last year.
No, he played sophomore football last year, but still. No,
2020s were sophomores last year, right?
No, 2020s Julian Fleming, who was a junior.
Yes.
Oh, they were juniors last year.
Yeah,
oh, got it,
Simon,
got it, got it.
There goes Andy with his math again.
Got it.
Didn't Harbaugh offer like a sixth grader, like right after the season, or a seventh grader? You guys.
He did. Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but yeah,
it's expedited for sure.
Right, it's expedited, and it's going to be especially quarterback. You know, Penn State doesn't have a quarterback in the 2020 class, and the interesting thing is, the positive of taking two in a class is that James wanted to take two in a class, but if you're a kid and it's even for you at a couple places, I know there's going to be competition anywhere you go, but do you want to go somewhere where they have two quarterbacks in the class ahead of you? Because the odds are one of them. It's like you might think, okay, I can beat those guys, but the odds are one of them is going to be pretty good.
Well, you always got the portal to fall back on.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's a mulligan. I cannot wait till the first kid commits to the portal.
Just going to go straight to the portal and weigh my options for a year.
Dude, some kid's going to sign on signing day with the transfer portal.
Oh, man, I'm glad I wasn't taking a sip of water on that one. That would have been spit it out. All right, let's take a look at these two 2020 recruits.
So we're going to do the linebackers in a couple weeks. I'm off next week.
Right.
But we'll do the linebackers in a couple weeks on the same day. But today we wanted to do the O-lineman and the DB.
So let's start with cornerback Joshua Moton, 5'11", 165-pound four-star from National Christian Academy in Fort Washington, Maryland. He's the number 17 corner nationally according to the 247 composite, number 12 overall player in Maryland. He's ranked inside the top 250 overall. Last season, he had 7 pass breakups and 4 interceptions.
What do they list as his size again? Did you say 6 foot or 6'1"?
5'11", 165.
Okay. That was about what I thought he was
yeah.
on video. He's a nice player. He looked at me like he had pretty good size. 5'11", 165 is not that big, but it's not 5'8", 5'9 either. 5'11 is long enough. The thing, the defining characteristic for Joshua was superb ball skills and tracking ability.
Yep.
Like when the ball was in the air, he found it like a center fielder and was able to track it, made a lot of plays on the ball. He had some interceptions where he really mazed it over the shoulder. He had some interceptions where the ball was like 2 inches off the ground and he dove and was able to grab it. It was really impressive, really impressive, his ability to track the football. And really, it's so funny. What people need to understand is that when the coaches watch these tapes, they've got boxes, literally, and they're seeing, they want to see if he checks off the boxes. So there's size, there's speed, right. there's tenacity, there's ball skills. And then for a corner, they want to see tackling. They want to see how he plays in press man coverage up, how he plays in off coverage, how he plays in zone coverage. Off coverage is when you're still in man-to-man, but you're like 5 to 10 yards off the receiver and you're kind of reading the receiver's route and the quarterback. Press man, you're up on him getting hands on. And it's funny because most of these guys that Penn State ends up getting and the difference between them and guys that go to other levels is the Penn State guys check all the boxes. Like they might not be, they might not end up even being better players than a kid that goes to the MAC or some of these other places. But some of those kids, you just don't see a couple of the things on their tape.
Right.
And so rather than guessing if they can do it or not, Penn State takes the guy that they know they can do it because they saw him do it. And that was Moton. So he had the size. He had the ball skills and tracking ability. Terrific instincts. Terrific instincts. Like,
yeah, ridiculous.
He could read. He's just a baller. Like, he just knew what was happening. The, you know, whether it was the route combination or whatever. And that was whether he was in press or whether he was in off coverage, even when he wasn't picking the pass off, he did a really nice job of getting a hand on the ball to tip it away. And even when he was coming in to make a tackle, at least twice, he came in and Peanut Tillman punched the ball out. That's another thing that they love and they're looking for because they want guys that are playmakers yeah. and have that mindset where they're going in there trying to make difference-making plays. That's something, by the way, that in 2 years ago, state championship game, Julian Fleming chased a guy down from 10 yards behind and popped it out. My questions for him were tackling.
Didn't see much of it.
There was not a lot of tackling on his video.
Nope.
And then I guess what I would have liked to have seen, like usually a guy going to like Penn State or something, when they get interceptions, a couple of them are like house calls. Right. You know what I mean? Like they're so good with the ball in their hands, so athletic. Did not see that. Doesn't mean he can't do it. Just did not see that.
Ross, real quick, is he a guy that could play inside or outside slot or outside? The way that they're recruiting length?
Yeah. All right. I think so. Yeah. I mean, because he could do all the things I mentioned, I think he could. And I think a lot of times your inside guy, instincts become a really big part of that.
His ball tracking skills were ridiculous. Like, they were ridiculous.
The Hardy kid is not as big, so he's sounds like he's almost a pure slot corner if he plays.
Right.
Is he like 5'9"?
Maybe, but I think those guys are similar. I think this kid's bigger than Daquan Hardy, but Hardy is more explosive.
He was the number one cornerback on Penn State's board for the 2020 recruiting class. And the week leading up to his commitment, Notre Dame, Georgia, Texas A&M, and West Virginia all offered. So he was gaining steam in the week leading up to it, but he chose Penn State. All right, Penn State fans, would you like to win a free GoPSURV.com RV for the blue-white game? All you need to do is download the Keystone Sports app and push the GoPSURV button and enter for your chance to win. You don't have the app? Then go download the Keystone Sports app from the App Store on your phone. If you've been having any trouble getting it from Google Play Store, our technical issues have been taken care of, so download the app now for your chance to win a free RV weekend for the blue-white game. Courtesy of GoPSURV.com. All right. The other 2020 recruit we're going to go is an offensive lineman. Offensive tackle Grant Toutant.
Yeah, we're going with Toutant. We really have no idea how to say his last name, but you could say Toutant or Toutant.
Remember that Michigan running back, Toussaint?
Fitzgerald Toussaint. Yeah. Plus, Toutant just sounds cooler than Toutant. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I think it's Toutant.
6'6.5", 300-pound, three-star offensive tackle from De La Salle Collegiate High School in Warren, Michigan. Number 57 ranked tackle in the country in this class. Number 20 overall in Michigan. He is outside the top 500 nationally.
He is a really big kid. I mean, a really big. 6'6.5", and he looks like he's legit. I've seen places where he's listed at 6'7". Really big kid. And that's the size that Penn State covets at offensive tackle. Think of like Will Fries, right? He moves pretty well. They pulled him a lot, which I liked. But he's not an elite athlete. He's not Michael Mennett the way he was. He's not the way Rashid Walker was, Ryan Bates. He's not that type of athlete. But he's not a sloth either. He has really good awareness. You know, there are times where when he was pulling in space, he got the right guy. There were times where he had a double team at the point of attack and the linebacker tried to run through inside of him.
Right.
He was able to come off and make the block. He also had, which is the most important thing for an offensive lineman.
I got it.
He also had excellent initial quickness off the ball. His first step was boom. And that's the most important thing is how fast your first step is, really how fast you get your first two steps in the ground. I thought he showed some advanced hand usage, hand techniques as well. You know, he would replace his hands. He'd get them inside. Some things that I don't think I learned till the college level. So I like that. The questions I had about him, I already mentioned he's not an elite athlete.
Right.
So
you said that.
I can see why he's not in the top 500 nationally. I don't know. Has Michigan even offered him? He's right there in Michigan.
Ohio State did.
Yeah.
Michigan State did.
And then pass pro was a question. He looked like a leaner to me. Looked like he was bending at the waist. I'd like to have seen some cleaner pass pro from him. But my pass pro in high school would have been terrible. We ran the wing T. I would have had no idea what I was doing. And then the last thing I would say is he's physical, but he's not a killer. I'm not sure he's a killer. And Franklin's brought it up about a million times that he's looking for killers.
He is.
I personally don't understand guys that don't try to kill people. Offensive line blocking people's not fun. Trying to kill dudes is. But they really don't have very many guys that are like that, and I don't think this kid's going to be a killer.
All right, that's it for Tucker's Tape from the Labatt Blue Studio. Ask Ross is next.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey. Played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.